Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, this is Mike Doty, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg. And rock and roll and grooviness and beautiful things are going to happen, I promise.
The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
I don't usually get that sick of an intro. That was, I think, the Mud City Manglers with One More Beer. Now you're listening to a brand spanking new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, coming to you on another dreary Monday afternoon. I know you probably got a case of the Mondays. You're feeling blah and tired and whatever. Probably driving home or sitting at home, just reckoning with the week ahead of you. Don't worry, we got a great hour of music coming up, some energetic stuff, some crazy stuff, some doom and gloom, and neon lit vibrant psych tunes, a bit of all of the above, not my usual heavier selection, but maybe something a little bit stranger. I'm feeling quite mellow today. Something about the turmeric tea I'm drinking, something about the clouds in the sky and the temperate weather, despite how steamy it is out there. I swear, I step outside and the air just sticks to me. So I'm feeling pretty chilled out. And you'd think when I say I'm playing a couple of psych rock tunes that the music is pretty chilled out as well. But psych doesn't necessarily mean boring. And I think we're learning that even more these days. There's some interesting fusions of sounds going on, just coming out of everywhere in the world. I think psych is so universal, but also so like multifaceted in how it sounds. When I was growing up, psych rock was like synonymous with like dinosaur rock, like Cream and Jimi Hendrix. It's still pretty cool, but it was kind of boring, maybe past its prime stuff. This stuff isn't so dusty. This stuff combines like stoner rock and psych rock, a little bit of like synthier ambient stuff, heavier, almost metallic territories. Been listening a lot to Slift's new record, Fantasia, which kind of embodies all of those things, everything at once. It's a little bit bluesy, but it's got some synth work in it, changing time signatures. It's a bit breakneck in its pace at times, anything but boring, a fusion of all of my favorite sounds all at once, all in a fairly almost classic rock sounding psych rock setting. I was really enthralled with the progginess. They did the ultimate prog rock move of having the first three tracks on their record, once again Fantasia, flow right into each other, which I love. It's like a little bit of a suite going on, 20 minutes, whole side of a record. You get to listen to one giant song. But for tastefulness sake, I'm only going to play two of the three parts. That is Fantasia bleeding into Corrupted Sky. This is Slift, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I am loath to use the descriptor, but the only thing I could call those two tracks is epic, the E word. That was Slift from their new record Fantasia, which was fairly mind-blowing, I must say. The opening tracks, which made a formidable little twosome, Fantasia going into Corrupted Sky. If you listen to In a Swarm of Wings, after that one, you get the opening triplet of the album that all flows together into a nice round trilogy and really kicks things off in style. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. As much as I like to play like I'm too cool for prog and too cool for psych and all that, it has its exciting moments as a genre, I think. It's sort of part of a dinosaur era of rock that's long since passed. Most of the prog rock forebears, I'm talking like Genesis and Yes and Pink Floyd and bands like that, and they definitely sound very of their time and can be a little dusty if you play your influences wrong, like in terms of them. But I think that like they genuinely had some very thrilling moments in their discographies, and you really can't write off the whole thing as I just did. I like to poo-poo it, but you put on Dancing with the Moonlit Night by Genesis around me and I'll go crazy. It has great capacity for being super duper exciting, and I think Slift thankfully has recognized that, mostly because it's not just simply prog rock leaning towards classic rock, but it's a combination of so many things, present and past, looking towards the future. And I think that's a good way of incorporating more classic influences. It's not trying to lean towards the past, point us towards a past influence, or nod at it in a winking sort of gesture, but point towards what it could sound like, what it would sound like in the future, what it sounds like now within the context of what you're doing with it. These sounds aren't dusty if you know how to use them right, or use them in a fascinating way, I think. In the words of the poet Eric Clapton, it's in the way that you use it. And I think a couple of other bands that I've been loving recently recognize that as well. They take some of those classic sounds that you just heard and sort of put it through the lens of electronica and synthesized sounds to make something all new. I'm talking about, from Quebec, Population 2, another couplet sort of track, a little saga of sorts from their newest EP, Gimmicks. A couple of songs called, hope I get this right, Magulio, and Liaisons 450. And after that, a highlight from the new Boards of Canada record, Arena Americanada. The record is called Inferno, but that's a fascinating title for a song, don't you think? Boards of Canada, maybe one of the most interesting psych groups of the past 30 years, but we can talk about that later. This is Population 2 with Magulio? I don't know. That was the haunted, tense, and watery sound of Boards of Canada with Arena Americanada from their new record Inferno. Before that, Population 2 out of Quebec with Magulio, I don't know. Followed by Liaisons 450, a little bit of a psychedelic prog saga. Right now, you're listening to the psychedelic, watery sounds of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Looks like it's going to get pretty watery outside, so you better run indoors, better halt your, I don't know what you got planned, soccer game, you know, American football game. Ultimate Frisbee? Do people still play Ultimate Frisbee? I don't know. I used to play it a lot, but I'm too busy now listening to Boards of Canada. New record specifically is great. Really harkens back to their past masterworks, specifically Giugatti and Music Has the Right to Children, without, once again, sounding like overly beholden to those sounds and the feeling of those records, because you really cannot replicate the past. You can't clone it and hope that people won't notice that. Once again, the beauty of referencing old art is that you are putting a new spin on it and you're putting it into a new context. This newer record, Inferno, sounds very, very mature. It sounds very much Boards of Canada, of course, the way we expect them to sound, with some new touches in there. It sounds very, very, yeah, grown up, but also very, very human, which past Boards of Canada records weren't really. They sounded super duper ethereal, almost like Between Worlds or something, super duper liminal. This one sounds very much like two dudes in a room making the music that they love, and I'm fine with that. Little touches of human fingerprints thrown into the mix. A little bit of human DNA makes things sometimes a little bit more interesting as time goes on. Either way, interesting listen. 18 songs, about an hour, so if you got time to kill, go check that out. The ideal way that I listen to it, and I'm sure this is what the guys from Boards of Canada intended, was as I was nodding off repeatedly, falling asleep, taking like 30-second naps on the bus. I was listening to this record on and off again. I really couldn't make sense of time or location or really even what I was listening to, which is maybe, honestly, the ideal way to experience the strange psychedelic electronic sounds of Boards of Canada. Coming up, we don't really have any more psych road to run. These sounds are not watery. They're quite haunted, but they're not psychedelic or low-key or chill or anything like that. These are, in fact, quite abrasive, quite strange, quite in your face. It asks the question, what can we count as music? That's the big question of noise, isn't it? Noise as a genre. Is this music? Is the act of making sound with purpose the act of making music? At the same time, how far can we go before this isn't music? Pretty far, it turns out. Pet Retina of, I believe Alberta. I'll get back to you on that one. Begs the question, what if this sound of the void, this screaming into the void, was given shape and texture and feeling by pummeling, constant, very, very articulated drums throughout the entirety of it? We get this strange contrast between this feelingless, screaming, shrieking noise that does have something of a melody to it, but is mostly void of all sort of familiar shape and feeling. And on the other side of it, sharp, punctuating, constant percussion and drumming, courtesy of Maxwell Patterson of I.O. If it sounds a little bit hard to digest, it is. It's a bit of a challenging listen, but we're not here for just the easy stuff, are we? We're here to exercise our taste. I'm sure that's a way of putting it. Before that, though, a little bit of an appetizer in the form of a highlight from Yahweh Nailgun's new record. Incredibly short listen, so you should probably go check that out right now, after this show. I mean, go check it out when you have 11 minutes to spare. But a highlight from Yahweh Nailgun's new record called Give Blood. So, this is Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. This is Give Blood by Yahweh Nailgun, followed by Pet Retina Grips by, of course, Pet Retina.
I'm not sure.
a little bit of something to add to your Sunday drive playlists. That was the absolutely bracing and abrasive Pet Retina with Pet Retina Grips. Before that, Yahweh Nail Gun, who sounds like classic rock in comparison, with Give Blood from their new record, Magazine. Go check it out, like I said, after this hour is done. Maybe after Talking Hockey is done. I feel bad about if you skipped that. Well, you know, listen at your own pace. It's on podcasts, anything, everything. Anyways, it's 11 minutes long, so it's kind of a slight listen. It passes right by you, though. I wish it was longer. It's like a minute per song, and it's a little bit hard to follow because of the nature of the music. It's all sort of grinding and howling and noise and super duper percussive. So I do wish there was more of it, but I'll take what I can get. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I called listening to stuff like Pet Retina and noise in general like an exercising your taste. However, it's more like a stretch. It probably feels very uncomfortable and feels hard on you, but it might be good for you. I don't know. This is a poor metaphor, but in general, I think trying things that are a bit, maybe more than a bit, out of your comfort zone is kind of the spice of life. Those grandmas who wrote to Reader's Digest were not lying. You got to try new things, got to listen to new things, read new things, explore new things all the time, or else your brain starts to shrivel and wither away, I believe. A bit of a dire thing to say, I know, but I think that's the scientific truth of it. So even if it's something that you utterly despise, maybe you hated that song, but maybe you listened to it all the way through still, I think it's good for you to experience that, even if it was not a positive experience. I think that's probably a good thing to carry into the week coming. Try something new, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it is awful, even if you knew it would be awful and it was awful. Keep on trying. I think that's an attitude I'm trying to walk forward with as well. These last two or three tracks are going to be a lot less uncomfortable. Don't you worry. We're going back into some psychedelic territory again. Very different, though. Very familiar sounds. Lots of acoustic guitars and wavy synths and more, once again, kind of watery, sort of haunted sounds. Talking about Kraus Boyce, the team up of geologist and A.V. Tare of Animal Collective, who made a collaborative effort, I guess, over file sharing a couple of months ago and decided to release it. Once again, very slow, very familiar, very easy to listen to. And ending things off is Zune from Zune's new record. The record is Happy Thoughts School, a song called Olivia's Tears. Once again, this will be very digestible, very easy, slide you right into the evening, right into Talking Hockey, chill out your nervous system a little bit after that maybe full frontal of assault that was Pet Retina. For now, I've been Corbin Friesen. I've been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Don't touch that dial. I'll see you next week. Enjoy Talking Hockey. Try something new. This is Steven's Sunshine Rejected by Kraus Boyce.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hey, this is Jason with Casper and the Cookies, and you're listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Oh my goodness! What a goal! What a move! Lemieux! Oh baby! There's a mistake and a throw in.